Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
It is now 7 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Thompson Creek Windows. Congress has been mostly silent so far on the allegation that President Trump asked then-FBI Director James Comey to back off the investigation into Michael Flynn.
On Capitol Hill, top congressional leaders stunned at the latest bombshell and largely silent.
I think they are shaken and almost shell-shocked by this news.
But one Republican, the chair of the House Oversight Committee, Jason Chaffetz, tweeting he is ready to issue a subpoena to obtain Comey's memo if necessary, before sending the FBI a formal request to supply all notes and recordings detailing conversations between Comey and Mr. Trump by next Wednesday. House Speaker Paul Ryan telling reporters he agreed with the move, adding, "We need to have all the facts."
Correspondent Joe Johns. 9 people were hurt and 2 were arrested during a disturbance at the Turkish ambassador's residence in Washington late yesterday. 2 of those hurt were taken to hospitals with serious injuries. Police say the incident started with a confrontation between 2 groups on the same day the Turkish president was meeting with President Trump at the White House. The U.S. Senate has passed a bill creating a new independent safety oversight panel for Metro.
A resolution creating the Washington Metro Rail Safety Commission has been approved and now heads to the House. The panel is being created in response to the L'Enfant Plaza smoke incident in 2015, killing 1 passenger and sickening dozens more. Following the disaster, the Federal Transportation Department took over safety oversight of the metro system. The previous safety panel lacked authority to enforce its findings. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
D.C. is preparing to spend millions to update its voter registration database. Those roles currently are filled with errors, including the names of dead people and thousands more people whose information is incorrect. But a spokesman for the mayor says her proposal to clean up the rules is not related to the president's new Commission on Election Integrity. Another person has tried to jump the White House fence. The Secret Service says the unidentified person jumped one of the bike racks used as a barrier in front of the north fence line on Pennsylvania Avenue. D.C. police shot and wounded a woman last night when she appeared to be armed with a gun. Chief Peter Newsham says officers were initially called to the address in southwest D.C. for a report of a car accident. Minutes later, police got reports of that woman with a gun. There was a confrontation and shots were fired. The Redskins are throwing an 85-day-long party, says the team's senior vice president, Larry Michaels.
Thought we'd do something special to celebrate the 85th anniversary and really put the focus back on the foundation of the franchise, and that's the fans.
So here's what they're looking for.
The campaign is based around the fans telling us their stories, telling us why they like the team, why they're so loyal, and what they like best about the team. And there'll be a website that fans, is going to be an open bulletin board website, redskins.com/allhail, and fans can go and put their videos, their pictures.
And of course, you can hear every Redskins game next season right here on WMAL. Michael spoke on WMAL's Larry O'Connor Show. Checking your money, the Dow opens a day at 20,980, the NASDAQ at 6170. Sports, Bryce Harper hits his 13th homer as the Nats beat the Pirates. The Orioles outlast the Tigers in 13 innings. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Honestly?
Chris Plant is on.
I'd be very interested in knowing more about that.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
It's just extraordinary, isn't it? See?
Chris Plant.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Wouldn't it be great if you could lower your utility bills, improve your home's value, make your home more comfortable, and save 25% while doing it? Hey, it's Brian Wilson. If this sounds like something you'd be interested in, pick up the phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK and have my friends at Thompson Creek Window Company come out and evaluate your home's windows today. Thompson Creek designs, builds, and installs their own windows. They eliminate the middlemen, making them solely accountable to you from start to finish and beyond. That's because Thompson Creek Creek stands behind their product with award-winning customer service and a no-hassle warranty. This week, take advantage of Thompson Creek's biggest sale of the year with 25% off each window you buy. Call 855-57-CREEK. Lower your utility bills, improve your home's value and comfort, and take advantage of the lowest prices of the year. 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
Hey, spring is here. Let's get those rugs cleaned. Go to JoeHadid.com.
Hi, my name is Bill Ridenour, president of John Marshall Bank. If you own a business, you owe it to yourself to switch to John Marshall Bank. Our banking solutions help you manage your cash flow more easily. Visit JohnMarshallBank.com.
705 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, here we go again into that sun glare. 395, big delays right as you merge off the 95, and that extends in through Landmark. Now, before you even get to King Street, crews were responding to a report of an incident. Little River Turnpike, just off of 395. That's been a busy road lately. 236, Little River Turnpike, as you're heading eastbound toward the plaza at Landmark. Mark, that's where crews are dealing with the crash. You're getting by, but it's slow, so a little extra time needed. To the Wilson Bridge, we're backing up near Route 5, Branch Avenue, but lanes are reported open, and then slow to merge onto 295. Lanes open, 210 Indian Head Highway, north of Palmer Road, where we had the earlier crash. Very slow New York Avenue with the crash inbound after North Capitol Street. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cranking up the summertime heat, record heat for the daytime hours today, probably again tomorrow. Today's record 92. Forecast high 93. Air quality alert through this evening. Lots of sunshine around. Tonight a few clouds, 73. Partial clouds and sun tomorrow. Near record heat again at 93. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 62 in Alexandria, 57 in Damascus, 62 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by John Marshall Bank. Amid all the Trump-Comey chaos, Paul Ryan is trying to keep the focus on tax reform. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
And good morning, and joining us coming up later in the show, Carl Higbee. He's a former Navy SEAL. He'll be joining us to talk about Chelsea Manning out today, and I think going to be living in Bethesda. We'll find out, so you might see him running around. At 7:35, Kelly Stimson from Heritage will be with us. Carl's going to talk about the White House and the leaks and all of that, because he was on CNN last night, and he was great with that. Kelly Stimson from Heritage is going to be talking to us about Chelsea Manning. And at 8:05, Byron York from the Washington Examiner on Trump versus the media. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson. Hey.
I think we could do with a little less drama from the White House on a lot of things.
That was the majority leader of the United States Senate yesterday talking about all of the chaotic things that have been going on. It seems like every day, you know, you can almost set your watch by it, and sometimes between 5 and 6 o'clock, some kind of bombshell story is going to come out that causes everybody to go just, you know, crazy. You know, guano crazy. Join us on the line right now to talk about this, and specifically this story about sharing of intelligence with the Russians, which has been alleged, is Eli Lake with Bloomberg View. Good morning to you, Eli. How are you?
Good. Good morning to you.
Well, I mean, it really is. It's like I can't recall a series of news cycles in this town like we've had of late. It seems like every day we go, oh, man, really? Here we go.
I know. I feel like I should be going to a Doobie Brothers concert. It's like 1974, 1973 all over again.
Is that what you did in 73? You went to a Doobie Brothers?
Well, yeah. I was like 2 years old.
but here's the thing, you know, it was pointed out to me. I was talking to James Rosen, who's, you know, a Watergate aficionado, and I say, do you imagine that it was like this in this town during Watergate, kind of pressure that when people were feeling? And his answer, I thought, was very smart. He said, you know what back then, it was unfolding much more slowly. The news cycles didn't, you know, have social media and Twitter and Facebook and 24-hour news, so it was a much slower unfolding. This stuff is just like coming at you like gangbusters. But let's get into this story about whether or not the president acted improperly by sharing this information with the Russians in the Oval Office. I mean, the White House has been very strong in trying to knock down this story. What's your take on it, Eli?
Well, they haven't knocked down important specifics of the story. What we have is a stronger knockdown yesterday from H.R. McMaster, who has a very good reputation, and he said that everything, you know, that was wholly appropriate or nothing was inappropriate about what was shared, and that's important because he was in the room, and it gets to the sort of gist of it, but, you know, he was not able to knock down the fact that Tom Bossert, the Homeland Security Advisor, had informed the CIA and the NSA and the intelligence committees about what was seen as a breach here. And, you know, so the facts of this, that even though he didn't share sources and methods, and even if Trump did not know the source of the intelligence, that he shared enough of the details that perhaps the Russians could reverse engineer it, and that he went off script in the meeting and sort of called an audible, all of that should be pretty disturbing. We're talking about national security, and usually these meetings are supposed to be highly scripted.
Eli, I take your point, but I mean, the Israelis, who apparently were the source of this information, have gone on record as saying, yeah, we're not too worried about it. It's been strongly denied by the White House. And then there's this other factor, that this was about the laptops, and that ISIS wanted to turn laptops into bombs. That's been reported widely over the past few weeks. Everybody knew that was out there. It was being discussed. It wasn't the deepest, darkest state secret, and ISIS certainly knew that the United States intelligence community was on to them, didn't they?
Okay, so you're raising, I think, a legitimate point about the atmospherics about this, and I share your frustration about trying to comment on stories where you're dealing with an element of secret information which is not disclosed. We had a lot of the same problems when we were talking about the Flynn conversation with Sergei Kislyak, because we hadn't seen the transcripts and some of the things that Sally Yates had said. And I also think that it's true that Democrats and Trump's opposition have weaponized the allegation about Russia in such a way that we're getting into a pretty nasty political cycle where you could see some echoes of McCarthyism. But all of that said, I find it entirely plausible that the president, in a boastful moment, talked about intelligence that he gets, and in a detail enough way that professionals who later learned of that, because these transcripts circulate inside the U.S. government, felt that there needed to be mitigation of damage that was done. And even though the Israelis are publicly saying that everything is fine and they would continue to share intelligence, and by the way, the U.S. has endured far worse breaches fairly recently with Snowden and WikiLeaks and a whole lot of other things, it's also another kind of piece of evidence that the president needs to get it together and become more competent quickly. This is not good. And this is only one part of it. The way that he handled the Comey firing was bizarre. It was crazy. There was an explanation with the Rosenstein memo, and he blew it up in an intemperate interview with NBC. And I'm just saying that these things have consequences, particularly in terms of his own legitimacy with Republicans, more so in the Senate than in the House. But he's got to start worrying about that. And he needs to sort of give a sense of, you know, weak confidence that people can get behind him. And that's what this really is about, I think.
Let me ask you a question. I didn't see the same pearl clutching and hand wringing and, you know, fanning of the fans because everyone had the vapors when in 2014 the White House accidentally put the name of a CIA chief in Afghanistan on a press release.
Yeah,
you know, I didn't see the same.
You're correct.
You know, just
double standard when it comes to
right. So when Trump says something in a meeting, which he is allowed to do, he's perfectly within his right of doing to someone else, allegedly, and the people in the room say that these things didn't happen, allegedly, according to unnamed sources. Yet, previously, the previous administration mistakenly puts the name of a CIA chief in a press release, and we're like, oh well, it happens. It's a mistake.
I don't disagree. There's a bit of a double standard here, but all of that said, and I allow for the possibility that we could learn what exactly it is that Trump said, and we could say it's not that bad. But I'm sorry, there are enough people right now who are in the government who are not political types that are alarmed enough about this, and the parsing nature of McMaster's initial statement about this when the story broke on Monday evening, and the fact that in his, you know, expanded remarks yesterday did not dispute important facts about the story leads me to think that there's probably something there, and it fits with a pattern with Trump. And I agree with you. There has been a double standard on these sorts of things. And I don't think it's necessarily the end of the world, but we do need to see Trump get it together.
And what also bothers me that had
Trump,
what bothers me is had Obama done something like this, it never would have been leaked. And that is the story here. Someone inside the White House is committing a felony by leaking this information to the press. They're leaking classified information to the press, and no one's talking about that.
Well, you're right about the leaks. I like leaks. I'm a journalist, so I'm pro leaks for the most part. But I have written in columns that have been very critical of the national security state for its hostility to Trump. I think it takes two to tango. I mean, I'm coming at this from a different perspective entirely from those who call themselves the resisting. But you also have to look at the fact that this is some of the most sensitive stuff. And if it's true that things that Trump said could have endangered a source the Israelis had within ISIS, we can't have presidents doing that. And by the way, as bad as it was to reveal the CIA station chief's name in a press release, that's not really comparable to something like what the president here is being alleged of doing. And then you add to that the incompetence of how he has personally handled the firing of James Comey, which was in his rights to do. And I think that there was a strong case on the merits to do as well. But I'm just talking about the way that he handled it and communicated it.
Eli, thank you so
much.
We're really up against
that. Is adding to that incompetence.
Eli, thank you so much. We're up against the clock. And just remember, had the New York Times not published the story about Israel, no one would have known about it. Eli Lake, Bloomberg View columnist, thank you so much. I could have talked to you forever. But we have to find out what's happening on the roadways. It's time for WMEL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Thank you, Mary. And Ellicott City still monitoring this water main break that's turned into a sinkhole. It's going to be closer to 29. So if you normally take Main Street off of 29, you'll be diverted at Rogers Avenue. That puts it closer to 29 than to the shops in downtown Main Street. Nonetheless, a lot of activity there. What is open and good for an alternate is Old Columbia Pike. Let's take you onto Route 32. Coming off of 29, that is absolutely jammed. Get you past 95 going east on 32 due to the crash. 270 volume with us for the rush hour. Urbana, Hyattstown, in Germantown, and now through Rockville to the Beltway. Into Virginia, 28's been a tough ride out of Manassas Park. Crews currently saying nothing in the way, but we had the long-standing crash northbound 28 before Yorkshire Lane, and it's definitely put the pressure on that trip. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And for today and tomorrow, look, it is going to be hot. Today we're going to have lots of sun. We're going to have a couple clouds tomorrow, but both days we are expected to have record high temperatures. Highs near 93, hot, hot, hot tonight. A few clouds, low of 73. Friday it'll break it up with showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the low 90s. Currently we are at 67 degrees at 717 on WMAL. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by the International Gem and Jewelry Show.
The International Gem and Jewelry Show is celebrating their 50th anniversary Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center. Buy directly from designers and save money on one-of-a-kind dazzling jewelry. You'll never want to buy jewelry anywhere else.
ABC,
NBC. Who are the sources? Oh, because they're hiding behind this anonymity.
Oh, Tom,
and that's
please.
What we're seeing.
Tom, please, do not even start with me that you're just going to attack sources.
Okay, so,
that is ridiculous.
So are you saying McMaster is lying?
Oh, man, sometimes it gets heated here, but we don't go like this when we have a guest. That was Carl Higbee on CNN last night, and he is joining us right now. Carl Higbee, former Navy SEAL strategist at AmeriMan LLC. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on.
Wow. So was she slapping you at that point, or?
No, she was clapping her hand. As soon as I started talking about facts, she started clapping her hands in my face to get me to stop talking.
Okay, so you were on CNN last night, and you were talking about these leaks with them, and these leaks to the media that are going to attack President Trump over and over and over again.
Right.
Okay. Now, why were they so upset about you? What fact did you bring into play that set off that type of reaction?
No, we were having a good debate, and prior to that clip, I had sat there and listened to the entire four versus one panel go off about how terrible Trump was and how awful, and he's anti this and just terrible. So I sat there very calmly, and finally I stood up, and you can find the whole link on my Twitter feed, actually, which is at Carl Higbee. But I said, you know what, I'm questioning your sources. I'm like, you've had people that were in the room, Secretary of State, the head of the NSC, come out and say that this is a false. These accounts are false. So we were in the room. We say it's false, but an anonymous source is supposed to be taken as fact. I find that highly prejudicial.
No, exactly. Anonymous sources, but that's what they live on. And here's the thing, it is not about, it is not about getting to the truth. It's about pushing an agenda. Right. Tucker Carlson made a very interesting point last night. I want you to listen to this.
Do not attack the stellar reporters of CNN. Okay.
Now, we don't know if she bit him in the commercial break, but it was moving into that direction.
So did you get bit?
No, I did not get bit. But the thing was, too, is I've actually been on Kate Baldwin's show quite a few times. We usually do it once a week. And she's never lost it like that. And what I think it is that the noose is starting to tighten around people who are perpetuating this lie, perpetuating an agenda, and people are starting to wake up because, honestly, my wife is a moderate person. She was very slightly tipped towards Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton, ever so slightly, but now because of the left-wing media, she is full in the tank for Donald Trump, just simply on the basis that the media has tried to demonize him so much, she thinks it's completely irrational. So the media is actually doing the Republicans a favor here by pushing more people towards our side.
Well, let me say, I appreciate that you go on CNN because, rare is the person who will go in and try to tell the other side. According to the Media Research Center, 92% of the time they on CNN, they're talking about Donald Trump. And the number of pundits who go up to talk about this, the breakdown is 96 against and 7 for. You're rarer than hen's teeth over there at CNN when you go on and represent the other side.
Oh, yeah. It's like I said, it was a panel of four versus one. And, that's the problem, though, is nobody wants to go over there anymore and support Donald Trump because you get beaten down by these huge panels. I'll go. I don't mind. Nobody's shooting at me. It's fine.
You've been through worse, right?
Yeah, I've been through much worse. And that's the thing is, if we can't have a fair and open debate where we question actual sources, why? And later in the interview, Kayleigh McInerney, who was on with me, she goes, well, that's McMaster's opinion. I said, but he's in the room. So is the person who's in the room an opinion, but the anonymous source fact? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, it's easy to judge McMaster. We know who he is, and we think highly. Most people think very highly of H.R. McMaster. We don't know who the anonymous source is. But here's the thing. Many of the sources that are being reported are people who are currently not in the administration. They are former administration officials, which means if they're getting classified information, it's coming from somebody on the inside, and that classified information transferred to somebody on the outside is illegal.
Right, and in the beginning of the clip, I read the CNN source quote from their website during the broadcast, and I said, this is from former officials. These people aren't even involved anymore. So how can you guarantee their information is accurate and not just some partisan witch hunt?
Why do you think this is happening? Why are we seeing this is unprecedented in our history, what we're seeing right now. Why is this happening?
I can say I was on board with Donald Trump from the day he came down the escalator at his tower. And it is the fact that he is going in there. Look, nobody's perfect, but he's perfect for me. And he's going in there. He's doing his best to break down a system that is failing. And the system itself is fighting back against it. So, good on him. Keep fighting, and I'll be there every step of the way because the mainstream media is going to do, they're going to kick and scream the entire way down this path.
Yeah, and it's great that your wife is coming around, and I think you're right that people are seeing this, but we need people like you to continue to tell people what they're watching and how this is being twisted because otherwise it takes a lot of work to see it. Carl, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Keep up the good fight.
Thank you very much for having me.
That's Carl Higbee, former Navy SEAL and strategist at Ameriman LLC. It is now 7:23 on WMAL.
This Congress Today report is brought to you by United Health Group.
President Trump says he'll name his choice to run the FBI shortly, and many in the GOP say they hope he'll avoid picking a current Republican lawmaker. Senator John Cornyn's interviewed for the job, and Congressman Trey Gowdy's already taken himself out of the running. Several senators say choosing a politician would send the wrong signal for a job that's supposed to be nonpartisan. Tennessee's Bob Corker says the choice must absolutely be acceptable to Democrats. I'm John Matthews.
Every day, on the front lines of healthcare, there are new challenges and new opportunities. At United Health Group, we're built to help with both. We're partnering with employers to provide data and insights that can help improve employees' health outcomes, ensuring seniors have both stability and choice in their healthcare benefits, working with governments to expand access to healthcare coverage, lower costs, and improve care quality, and providing consumers with innovative tools that can make healthcare better and simpler. These are just a few of the ways we're supporting those on the front lines of healthcare. To all those with a passion to improve healthcare, our question is, how can we help? United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
725 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5, so go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And traffic update sponsored by Spot Hero. A couple of our difficult areas this morning. Let's start Columbia area on Route 32. If you can, I would avoid taking 32 eastbound from 29 and over to I-95. It's jammed solid. The crash is just after you pass I-95. Still with the cleanup there. Today, they take 175 or 216 south of 32. Those work as good options for you. You're heading westbound on 32 into Columbia, you're fine. Lanes are open. I'm not seeing any delays there. Now 95 southbound. Once you pass the ICC, watch ahead. We have delays to get onto each loop of the Capitol Beltway. Outer loop near New Hampshire Avenue had the stalled and inner loop into the Sun Glare. A little bit slow there. That's a story coming in from the west for sure on 66. Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks slowing into town. New York Avenue. We've had two separate problems. So normal commute, add extra time here as you pass First Street and as you pass North Capitol Street. Right in those areas, we had a broken down and a crash crews were dealing with. And finally, here is a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Record high is 92. Forecast high today is 93 degrees. It'll feel a little bit hotter when you factor in the humidity. More 90-degree temperatures coming tomorrow. For the weather, Channel 9 meteorologist Ray Stajic on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're at 68 degrees at 726 on WMAL.
Did you use your timeshare last year? If your timeshare is now more a burden than pleasure, Timeshare Exit Team will get you out safely and legitimately. Timeshare Exit Team, the consumer protection company with a 100% money-back guarantee. TimeshareExitTeam.com.
Remember I told you that my dentist retired and I went to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry? I don't know about you, but I need to feel comfortable with someone who's going to be poking around in my mouth. And the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry made me feel right at home. When I walked in, the waiting room wasn't jammed. There was one gentleman who was there waiting for his wife who was finishing up her nap. So when you hear me say that they let you control the pace of your appointment, it's true. They don't rush you. They will talk to you about everything before they do it, and they will make sure you're okay with it. You control your appointment. They want you to be comfortable because they want you to get into a routine of keeping your teeth healthy. After all, that's their job. They want you to have a smile you can be proud of, and they don't want you to put off seeing them until you're in pain. Too many people do that. So if you want a healthy smile, take my advice and call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Larry O'Connor here. You know, it's been 2 months since my LASIK and raindrop procedure with Dr. Mark Whitten, and it is nothing short of remarkable. My distance and reading vision are great. Dr. Whitten is the most experienced LASIK surgeon in the D.C. area and the very first to perform the raindrop procedure for reading vision. Schedule your LASIK or reading vision consultation today at WhittenLaserEye.com or call 301-825-5755. That's WhittenLaserEye.com. This will be a game changer for you. It has been for me.
Did you know this is the hottest spring real estate market in 7 years? In fact, many homes are selling in less than a week. So make the smart decision and avoid those high commissions. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right. We'll sell your home for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Hey, coming up, Kelly Stimson from Heritage will be joining us to discuss Chelsea Manning getting out today. Chelsea allegedly will be in the Bethesda area. We're going to find out the details on that. Apparently, not going to be active duty, but going to be getting all their all of his benefits, which is great. Also, we'll have an update for you on the latest in the Seth Rich case. That is getting swept under the rug. Huh, wonder why. It is 7:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by PenFed Credit Union. The White House has issued a firm denial of that report that President Trump asked then-FBI Director James Comey to call off the investigation of Michael Flynn. But Comey wrote a memo after that meeting with the president, and his note-taking practice has been a regular thing.
The former FBI director is known to document big moments in his tenure. An associate close to Comey told Pamela Brown that the fired FBI director wrote memos and shared emails with those close to him about major conversations that he had with President Trump, particularly those that he felt that left him uneasy.
Correspondent Evan Perez. Police say 9 people were hurt and 2 were arrested in a violent confrontation late yesterday at the Turkish ambassador's residence in Washington. Police say it started when 2 groups clashed on the same day the Turkish president was meeting with President Trump at the White House. The U.S. Senate has passed legislation creating an independent safety oversight panel for Metro. The resolution creating the Washington Metro Rail Safety Commission now goes to the House. Army Private Chelsea Manning gets out of prison today after serving 7 years of her 35-year sentence for leaking classified government materials to WikiLeaks.
The move comes after President Obama granted Manning clemency in his final days in office. Manning's attorneys and the Army have refused to say how or exactly what time she'll be released, citing potential safety concerns.
Correspondent Sierra Crawford. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,980, the Nasdaq at 6170. Sports, the Nationals' bullpen holds the lead for a change as they beat the Pirates in Pittsburgh. The Orioles hang on to outslug the Tigers in 13 innings in Detroit. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Introducing the PenFed Power Cash Rewards Visa Signature Card from PenFed Credit Union. Earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on all purchases. That's everything, everywhere, for everyone. There are no restrictions, no caps, and no gifts. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. Apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
How much would you spend to keep burglars out of your home?
How about a dollar?
Yeah, $1. 7 on your side shows you how fast thieves can break in.
And a $1 hack to keep them out.
Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11 after the Designated Survivor finale.
From the explosive first minute.
Get back or I'll detonate it!
The Designated Survivor season finale will have you holding your breath.
Now you might not think that we're in a war, but I promise you that we are.
ABC Tonight.
He is responsible for the bombing on our Capitol.
The traitor is going down.
We will take him alive and we will make him pay for everything he took from us.
Brace for impact.
Oh my God.
The Designated Survivor season finale.
Then watch ABC 7 News at 11 on your side.
Good morning, Washington.
Good morning, Washington's breaking out the Benjamins. Tomorrow, we're giving away $100 every 10 minutes starting at 6. That's right, $100 every 10 minutes. Watch tomorrow morning starting at 6 on ABC 7's Good Morning, Washington.
You know, one of the best ways to improve your home is by updating your old flooring with new flooring. And the best company for that is 50 Floor. If you're looking to update your flooring in your bathroom, kitchen, family room, or entire house, call 877-50-FLOOR or go to 50floor.com and they'll bring the store to you. A flooring professional will go over the details and benefits of each product and guide you to the best choice for your home, in your lighting, with your decor. Installation day is where they truly shine. They move all the furniture, take up and haul away all the old flooring, install the new flooring, clean up, and leave. Most installations are complete in one day. Now until the end of the month is 50 Floor's 60% off sale, where you'll save 60% off all their products. Mention or enter promo code RADIO. That's promo code RADIO. And get an extra $100 off.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Interest charged on 12 months, same as cash promotion. If account isn't paid in full within promotional period, 60% on sale surface flooring only. Does not include any other materials or labor. See website for full details and license your information.
Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly, America's luxury brand. Let us chauffeur you with complimentary pickup and delivery. Lincoln Black Label lets you select the texture and color of your leather. Choose from the array of beautiful wood grains and modern interiors. And only Ted Britt Lincoln gives you our exclusive Ted Britt for Life lifetime vehicle coverage. This is why all Lincoln buyers come to Ted Britt. As America's luxury brand, Ted Britt Lincoln proudly salutes our troops. Shop us online at TedBrittLincolnOfChantilly.com.
Spring is positively bursting with color at Potomac Petals and Plants. Right now on sale in their garden center, buy three and get one free on any perennials or rose plants. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower garden and gift store.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
The Beltway is getting busy. Maryland, let's start first as you come out of College Park and around and toward George Avenue, where we always have the stop and go in the backups. We had the broken down at New Hampshire Avenue and one near Colesville Road involved a truck that was over to the shoulder, so very busy. A little extra volume as you come off of 95 as well, so plan for that. On the Virginia Beltway, have the stop and go heading through Annandale, and now crash reported north of 66 as you're heading toward the toll road. Do watch for fire and rescue. 66 eastbound in Manassas had the crash past Business 234 that had been cleared, but very slow for everyone coming out of Gainesville through to that point, and the sun glare also a factor this morning. On New York Avenue, inbound, we've had two separate problems almost in that same location. At First Street, the broken down cleared, and just beyond past North Capitol Street, it was the accident activity. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Record high is 92. Forecast high today is 93 degrees. It will feel a little bit hotter when you factor in the humidity. More 90-degree temperatures coming tomorrow. For the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik on WMAL.
Right now, 61 in Herndon, 63 in Waldorf, 64 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Potomac Petals and Plants. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to be talking to Byron York with the Washington Examiner. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
Good morning, and joining us right now is Cully Stimson. Cully is the Chief of Staff and Senior Legal Fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Cully, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Mary. Morning, Brian.
Morning.
It's a big day today. Chelsea Manning gets out of jail. She's still on active duty status, so she's going to receive health care benefits, which is what everyone's discussing. How is she still active duty?
So remember, she pleaded guilty. Well, he pleaded guilty before Judge Colonel Judge Lind a few years ago, and Judge Lind gave her gave him 35 years, but Obama commuted the sentence. Even though he would have gotten out in about 3 years from when Obama did that. And so when they commuted the sentence, that means you restore the person back to active duty while their appeal is pending. Now, what I don't know is whether or not the Army could just process him administratively out of the Army. And if that is possible, then you'll be darn sure that they'll start those proceedings pretty quickly.
Now, commuted the sentence versus pardoned, what's the difference?
Yeah, so commuting means we don't wipe the slate clean and say you're not guilty and the court martial never happened. It just means I'm shortening your sentence. And so Judge Lind could have given him over 100 years. She gave him 35 years, which was a reasonable sentence in my mind. And then the president just commuted the sentence, saying you can get out May 17th. So here he is.
Well, I don't know if you can answer this question, but what was the motivation to commute the sentence, do you think, on the part of President Obama? Was it mostly about his feeling that the case had unfairly penalized Chelsea Manning, Bradley Manning, or was it that it was pressure from the LGBTQ community?
I think you can only judge the White House and that previous administration based on what they said at the time, and I wrote about it at the Daily Signal here at Heritage, and they basically said that given the extraordinary complex issues involved, including the fact that he provided information that ultimately aired the dirty laundry, so-called dirty laundry, what the U.S. government had been involved in, that all things being equal, that it was the fair thing to do.
Well, couldn't the same be said of Edward Snowden?
Right, and they, of course, did not take any action on Edward Snowden. And so I think at the time, this was back in January, February, people wrote a lot about the unequal treatment, the fact that they didn't touch the Snowden bit at all.
Why do you think that is?
Well, Manning was on active duty. Manning was caught red-handed, and Manning was at the disposal of the government because they could exercise court-martial jurisdiction over him. Snowden's on the lam.
Okay. Okay, so if Snowden...
They're not going to pre-pardon him
right.
or take any action against him while he's on the lam.
I can understand
okay.
that. Yeah.
So where do you think Chelsea Manning goes from here? A lot of people seem to be upset over the health care benefits. That seems to be the crux of the story, is that she is still going to receive health care benefits. So in other words, taxpayers are still going to be on the hook here for sex reassignment surgery and all this other, and drugs and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, I understand people's outrage about that, or mixed feelings about that. The fact is that Manning, like any other person who was convicted of a court-martial, once they come out of a court-martial and they're not automatically discharged, they're going to receive the benefits that any other service member would receive until they're discharged from the military. And so unless and until she is discharged from the military and her appeal is pending, she's going to receive the same benefits than any other person who is a convict in the military who just is out of the pokey.
Unpaid, though. I read that she will be not paid if she comes out. And how long before she could be officially discharged if things ran its normal course?
That's a good question, and I don't know the answer. And the reason I don't know is because the commutation didn't specify the terms, and I suspect Gene Fidel, who's one of Manning's excellent defense attorneys, probably knows all the details about when those benefits run and when he comes out from under the government's dime. But I don't think we know that yet. Some good reporting could probably uncover that.
Now, she's been placed on voluntary excess leave.
Mm-hmm.
So she's not going to be working, as we know, unpaid. Where does she go? I mean, is there an area in which she has to stay? Is she allowed to travel? Can she go anywhere she wants?
Yeah, so there's one of two options, one of two possibilities here. Either one, the person goes back, if she was in the Navy, would be in the temporary processing unit, TPU, where you basically man a desk and you just go around the base and pick up trash and do that sort of thing. Or you just go home. You don't wear a uniform and you wait for the paperwork to catch up with you pending the appeal. But you don't show up in uniform. You don't show up to a base. So I don't know which one it is, because the papers haven't really clarified which status she will be in.
But she can travel. She doesn't have to stay at home. It's not like any kind of house arrest or anything like that.
Correct. Unless there's some other deal that the Obama administration carved with the defense and Manning that we're not aware of.
So the commutation took place under the Obama administration, but the actual sort of management of Chelsea Manning will take place under the Trump administration. So they will have some say about some of these things, right?
No. I don't think they have any say in terms of undoing the commutation or reversing it.
No, but what happens to her and how she is processed out by the military, wouldn't that come under the purview of the current administration?
Well, yes, but the administration of justice in the military justice system doesn't change depending on who is in the White House once the court-martial has run its course. And so now we're at the tail end of the appellate process in a court-martial, which would be done the same way no matter who was the president.
Having her sentence commuted, what does this say to people now who are leaking stuff all over the place should they get caught?
Well, it's a terrible signal. I wrote about that at the Daily Signal when it happens. I mean, this is not some person who inadvertently leaked out some information. This is a person who downloaded 400 classified files from the Iraq War and 91,000 files from the Afghan War, 250,000 U.S. diplomatic cables, and then shopped it around to the media and then ultimately sent it to WikiLeaks. They did this, she did this, he did this at the time on purpose. Knew full well what he was doing, and he talked about it during his court martial when he pleaded guilty in front of Judge Lind. And so if he's going to walk out the door just after a few years when he could have had 100-plus years, this sends a terrible, terrible message. And I'm sure that the SecDef and the chairman and others have made it clear that you better follow the rules, because this is a terrible, terrible message. And I think it's a one-off, hopefully.
Hopefully. Well, Cully Simpson, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. You have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
That's Cully Simpson, Chief of Staff and Senior Legal Fellow at the Heritage Foundation. It is now 744 on WMAL.
This radio show is sponsored by Qualcomm, part of the daily lives of billions of people and businesses around the world. They're not the name you think of when you think of smartphones, but they invented the smart behind every phone you can think of. Learn more at qualcomm.com/invention.
Who are care suites for?
As a wounded veteran, my disability made moving around my home an obstacle. Thanks to Care Suites of America, I have a universally designed space and freedom to roam independently at home.
Care Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or physically impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com or call 571-332-5754.
It's 7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. Well, it's that time in the morning. A lot of heavy volume and 395, that's for sure, out of Newington to Landmark. But complicated because we had that minor crash near King Street that was over to the shoulder. Beyond through Shirlington to the 14th Street Bridge. Of course, we have the stop and go. On the Beltway, Tyson's for the crash. Interloop at Route 7, it blocks. Well, it looks like they have everything to the shoulder right now. So that has just changed. Interloop Route 7 looks like to the right shoulder. Police and two cars there. You see some flashing lights. But yeah, glad that the lanes have been reopened. 66 bunched up as you come out of Gainesville towards Centerville, again in Fair Oaks and into the sun glare this morning. Maryland on Route 32. They tell me the crash is on the shoulder, but very slow. If you still can avoid Route 32 eastbound between 29 and I-95 in your best interest, because it's going to take a long time to clear that out. South of 216 definitely works as a good option. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Expecting record heat today. A few clouds around this morning. Mostly sunny this afternoon with those few clouds. 93, that breaks the record of 92. Tonight, mild night. Fall back into the low 70s. Partly cloudy, near record heat tomorrow, low 90s. Air quality alert in effect. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're up to 69 degrees at 746 on WMAL.
If you could get out of your timeshare safely and legitimately, would you? Timeshare Exit Team has a 100% guarantee that they'll get you out or give you a full refund. TimeshareExitTeam.com. Get out now at TimeshareExitTeam.com.
Well, yesterday on the show, we were joined by Rod Wheeler. Rod Wheeler is the private investigator who was hired by a third party to investigate the Seth Rich murder. Now, Seth Rich was murdered July of last year, like 4-something in the morning in Northwest D.C. And it was very interesting at the time. He was a DNC staffer, and it's being categorized as an unsolved robbery. Just a robbery, and he was shot twice in the back, yet the robbers took nothing. And I remember the father saying, well, if this was a robbery, why does he still have his watch? Why didn't they take his cell phone? His wallet? None of those things were taken, and it raised a lot of flags because he worked for the DNC. And then after that, WikiLeaks puts up a reward for $20,000 leading for the arrest of Seth Rich's killers, and people went,
Why would they do that?
Why would they do that? And then it got even weirder when Julian Assange was on a Dutch television show being interviewed, and he went on to say something along the lines, a quote of, well, you know, our sources go to great lengths and they endanger themselves and they put their lives on the line. And he went on to talk about a young DNC staffer who had been killed in Washington, D.C. And everybody, well, Seth Rich. Huh, why would Julian Assange be talking about this? So yesterday we had Rod Wheeler on the show and he was talking about what he has found in his private investigation. And he claims that the Washington, the D.C. Metro Police have been told unofficially to him from sources within, well, we've kind of been told to stand down on this. And according to him, also, he spoke with someone within in the know who has claimed to have seen the laptop and claims that there are over 40,000 emails between Rich and WikiLeaks on his laptop. But yet we don't know where the laptop is. The Metro Police say they don't have it. The FBI says they don't have it. Over 44,000 internal DNC emails to WikiLeaks before his death, and that's being reported by Fox News. But nobody knows where it is. How can this be?
Yeah, I mean, Wheeler's reporting was backed up by some Fox News, who talked to a person knowledgeable about the case who sort of backed up Wheeler's account. But then yesterday, it all changed again, and that the family member said that didn't happen.
Yeah, this according to this report published by Fox, after we talked to Rod Wheeler yesterday, an FBI forensic report of Rich's computer was generated within 96 hours of his murder. But I thought this was being handled by the D.C. Metro Police. So it's very, very, it's very confusing. And as you said, to me, what the most confusing thing was is the family coming out going, oh, we don't believe any of this now.
Yeah, and
it doesn't make sense to me.
And Pete Williams at over NBC, who has a pretty good reputation of getting things right, has also said, I've talked to current FBI officials who say this is not true. So we're back where we started from.
Lots of obfuscation. I wonder why. It is now 7:50 on WMAL.
We've all taken side jobs here and there to earn extra cash. Well, now making extra money is way easier thanks to Uber. Uber is the ultimate side hustle because it's a totally flexible way to earn. Turn it on and off just like your car. If you have a few spare hours, drive with Uber and you're your own boss. Plus, with Uber's instant pay, you can cash out straight from the app to your bank account up to 5 times a day. Sign up to drive with Uber today. Go to uber.com/drive now. That's uber.com/drive now. Certain restrictions apply. See site for details.
There are jobs, and there are callings. At Blue Star Honor Care, they service a deserving segment of our population. Every day, they positively impact the lives of America's seniors around the country, men and women who have served our nation or who spent their working years helping to keep our economy strong. Founded in 2013 by a retired Navy admiral, Blue Star puts technology in the homes of aging veterans and patriots. Technology that keeps people safe, healthy, and connected. Blue Star Honor Care is a growing company, and to meet their goals and to serve communities, they need to add people to their sales force. That's where you come in. Concerned about a lack of sales experience? At Blue Star, they'll train you. So if you're looking for a calling and not just a job, connect with Blue Star today. Visit BlueStarHonorCare.com/jobs or call 800-300-1724. That's BlueStarHonorCare.com/jobs.
Hi, this is attorney Mindy Fellenton with Fellenton Elder Law and Estate Planning Centers. Recently, I met with a family whose mom needed to live in a nursing home, and they learned that Medicare wouldn't cover the $14,000 a month bill. But with my knowledge and familiarity with these situations, I was able to help them get their mom's nursing home bill paid by Medicaid and help them keep their hard-earned money. And I can do the same for you. Chances are excellent that we can help you or your loved one become qualified for Medicaid and help you protect your savings. We can assess your situation and craft a plan to help keep your assets in your family. Call us today for help understanding the issues surrounding Medicaid eligibility and to start planning so you can save your nest egg. Our number is 301-610-0055, 301-610-0055, or find us online at fellentonlaw.com. That's FELINTON law.com.
Finding great people to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's time to try ZipRecruiter, where 80% of jobs get a qualified candidate in just one day. How? Using powerful technology, ZipRecruiter matches your job to the right candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
It's 7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Landon.
Hey there. Good morning to you. Well, stock futures have recovered from earlier lows, but they're still pointing toward a lower open on Wall Street. The markets have mostly shrugged off White House scandals, but investors may be worried that distractions will push the promised Trump tax cuts farther down the line. Meanwhile, a surprise from a big retailer this morning, Target, beating earnings estimates. Same-store sales were lower for the quarter, but online sales were higher. Fewer people applied for mortgages last week, and mortgage applications were down 16% from the same week last year. The drop may be because home prices are higher, pushing away fewer entry-level buyers. More people are driving somewhere for the long Memorial Day holiday weekend, which AAA says starts a week from tomorrow. Should be a 12-year high for road trips. Gas prices are relatively low, and airfares are higher. And airlines are making it harder to use points for free flights. Cartrawler says it's found frequent flyer seats on 72% of the flights it checked. That's 4% lower from last year. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Want to know the secret to having enough money in retirement? Hi, Rick Edelman here. A secure retirement starts with figuring out how much you'll need. Until you know that, you really have no idea how much you should be saving or where to invest. It's really quite simple, well, for me and my colleagues anyway, because we're financial planners. So let us figure it out for you. We'll consider your age and life expectancy, your spouse's too, and help you make realistic assumptions about your future spending needs, inflation rates, tax rates, and investment rates of return. We'll factor in outside income sources for you like pensions, Social Security, and inheritance, and also your attitude about leaving money to your kids and grandkids. It's your retirement, so make sure yours is everything you want it to be. Let us help you at Edelman Financial Services, just like we've helped thousands of people just like you. Call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's RiceDelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, member FINRA SIPC.
7:55, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, 395 in Landmark. That crash has been on the shoulder for some time. It's now essentially in the backups that begin right as you come out of Newington to cross the 14th Street Bridge. Just a long haul this morning. Sun glare, it definitely part of the factor. Same story with 66 out of Gainesville towards Centerville and Fair Oaks, slowing the Beltway. Inner Loop and Tysons as you pass Route 7, crash to the shoulder. Maryland Beltway, also some improvement, had the broken down near New Hampshire and the crash at Colesville. They were both out of the travel lanes, nonetheless quite slow. And Route 32, pushing through Columbia eastbound from 29 to 95, still quite heavy, but it looks like the crash has been cleared. Update is sponsored by Parker Pier Service Experts. Contact Parker Pier Service Experts today. Save up to $4,400 on a new home comfort system. It'll save you up to 50% on energy bills. Visit ParkerPierce.com today and see website for license details. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cranking up the summertime heat, record heat for the daytime hours today, probably again tomorrow. Today's record 92. Forecast high 93, air quality alert through this evening. Lots of sunshine around. Tonight a few clouds, 73. Partial clouds and sun tomorrow, near record heat again at 93. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 69 degrees at 7:57 on WMAL.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
Okay, here's the deal. Central heating and air system in your house has a lifespan that we can mostly predict based upon how old it is. But another important factor is routine maintenance. And at Snell Heating and Air, we want to be the company that helps you get the most life out of your existing system. But sometimes you just push it too far, you know? The time comes when every household is going to need a new heating and air conditioning system eventually. Well, that's when the stand-up guys can really pull through. through for you. We find ways to make that new comfort system so affordable that you'll feel, well, comfortable. So here's the deal. Comfort can mean a lot of things. Temperature of your house, how comfortable you are buying a new system, and finding a company you feel the best about. For a lot of folks, that's the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
It's the Mattress Warehouse Memorial Day Sale going on now, with mattresses starting at just $99 and more than 30 queen sets for less than $799. There's a mattress for everyone. Save up to $800 on select brands or get a free adjustable base upgrade. Don't miss the lowest prices ever on Tempur-Pedic. Mattress Warehouse, Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer. Find them at sleephappens.com. That's sleephappens.com.
I'm Jill Vogel. I'm a constitutional conservative running for lieutenant governor because Richmond has failed us. I'll put our conservative values first, always. I passed the law to make Obamacare's individual mandate illegal. I fought to stop amnesty and in-state tuition breaks for illegal immigrants. And I earned an A-plus rating by the NRA and a perfect pro-gun voting score from the Virginia Citizens Defense League. I'm Jill Vogel. It's time for Republicans to stand for something again.
Paid for by Vogel for Virginia.
Buying Bayer Advanced DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer?
No thanks. I always buy Roundup Extended Control.
But why? DuraZone with Ergo Grip Sprayer gives you more control, preventing new weeds up to 6 months.
Well, my label says, 4 months?
Yeah. DuraZone also covers more area, like 60% more.
You know, the more I think about it.
You're switching to DuraZone.
DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions. Comparison to Roundup Extended Control 1.3 gallon ready to use.
7:59 coming up on WMAL.
We'll be joined by Byron York with the Washington Examiner.
And Kimberly Guilfoyle for press secretary to replace Seth Rich. And I know the boys are going to love it. They're going to love to look at her. But can she do the job? Would she be good at doing the job? Also, we'll have a little Redskins update coming up for you as well. It is now 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.